1 hour and 23 minute video. They talk about how people, you know, Bitcoin people will be encouraged not really to use their Bitcoins, to use dollars, or more importantly, stable coins that are reflective of dollars, and, you know, kind of keep Bitcoin as gold that you might keep, you know, as a treasury item in your finance, in your household finance. And another prop to keep the dollar going, as well as this whole question of buying treasuries to back up stable coins and therefore be able to fund federal debt. Over.
Hi, it's Sue. Hi,
everybody. Hey, Sue.
Hi. There's no screen sharing on this Zoom, so we won't be able to look at the slides, which is the important thing to do tonight.
Yeah.
But maybe you can read them aloud to us.
No, you have to see them.
Okay.
I think we should go to the alternate Zooms that we did. I can start a Zoom and then someone else can do it after me.
Steve Stack. Just to review my opening remarks, I have to leave at 8:30, but I'm supposed to go to Don Fitz's group and explain to him the progress we're making on our webinar we're supposed to do on his Black and Green show on September 3rd. And, we don't have one. I mean, Howard has been working on it. Apparently, we promised we'd do this sometime back. Howard just wrote a blurb yesterday. He doesn't answer me that if he's actually sent it to Don, but he's asked me to go to Don tonight and say we have something. You know, we just got that blurb and we have no speakers. And, Howard asked me what I might suggest for speakers, but he wasn't going to be on the call tonight. So I'm left here trying to make something out of nothing. And so I wanted to pose a question to you all. The subject of this September 3rd thing is justice, peace, and prosperity. Now, maybe Howard can scare up some speakers, but I want to throw a curveball here. Does anyone think that our content that we put together for the annual national meeting could somehow be repurposed to answer these questions, apply to justice, peace, and prosperity, if we made some tweaks?
Steve, I have a question. Are we the only speakers at the seminar?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There have been no speakers set up. This September.
We're the only group presenting.
That's us. Yeah, September 3rd is our thing.
And what's the deadline for getting it together?
The deadline is like past, and I'm supposed to go tonight. And how far out are we on this thing? A month and 2 weeks? So. You know, Don is getting uneasy because we haven't presented him anything. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Do you imagine that our stuff that we've produced for the annual national meeting could apply to justice, peace, and prosperity? Seems like it certainly could if we somehow adapted it. Howard may scare up some speakers. I don't know, but he asked me, and that's the only idea. I have to say something to Don tonight.
Well, are speakers coming from our committee or from elsewhere?
It has not been decided. That's the whole question. Howard says, what are we going to do? I could ask Joe Bongiovanni, I could ask Richard Cook, or our committee could do it. It's all up in the air.
Oh. I do think our slides could be used. I mean, Howard has a bunch of slides, and then Kevin, Sue have other slides. So I think it could be adapted, you know, with a couple on war and some on justice. You know, I mean, just four or five slides, I think, could do it and remove some of the other slides.
We need a couple of people. From this committee to focus on it, though, because
sure.
the AMA, our Green Party meeting. And we're going to be working on that this meeting and next meeting. And then that's it.
And the thing is, we haven't brought this up to the committee. It was sprung on me by surprise just before Howard went into the hospital. And of course, we haven't been able to talk about it since, until just now. So the committee does need to talk about this. It's just, it's a little awkward that I have to go talk to Don without us really having this ironed out. All I can say is we're working on it. Did you get Howard's blurb?
When did he send it to who?
When did who do what?
When did Howard send the blurb to who?
Don Fitz is the guy, you may recall, that we work with. It's his Black and Green webinar. He puts these on every month. And they're always good. And we've done one ourselves back, I don't know, a year ago. So Howard wrote a blurb. He sent it to me. I asked him, did you send it to Don? He didn't answer me.
So you're the only one who's seen it?
Yeah. Well, I can send it to you guys. It's okay, but, you know. Well, maybe I'll look for it.
We should discuss it, right?
Like I know.
Well, when you asked it, Howard send it to you, you could say, I will send it to you right now or, you know, after this meeting. So you have a product to send if he hasn't already received it.
Yeah.
What's the product, Eugene?
The blurb.
Oh. The outline.
Oh, the blurb. You want, while we're waiting for Kevin, do you want to share? Oh, you can't share it.
I just put in the chat another link where you can go and try that tool. It may not, there's never a good time, right, to try it, but it's Jitsi, and I think you guys could figure it out. But I mean, maybe try that after you hop to a couple of Zooms, or have someone else try it out, because you know, it's kind of crazy switching from Zoom to Zoom to Zoom.
It works, though. I do it in another group regularly. Steve, why don't you read the blurb to us?
I'm trying to find it.
Oh. Well, you need it in 10 minutes.
I know. I just had it here. I got prepared for the meeting, and I had it queued up, and now it's gone. Okay, here it is. So remember, the subject is justice, peace, and prosperity. Justice, peace, and prosperity seem out of reach to most of us. We all know the problem has something to do with our economic system, but most do not realize that the root problem with the entire system is money, specifically the 300-year-old monetary system we have. We don't know this because our schools don't teach it. Money is what corruption, exploitation, and wars are all about. And it is what has gotten the world badly out of balance with the ecology and with the economy in which the economy depends on. Money is also what can get it into balance. How money is created, by whom, and for what makes money either the problem or the solution.
The only thing I would suggest is the very first sentence. The problem is the private ownership of the money system. That's the problem. Not the money isn't the problem.
Uh-huh.
We all need it. The function.
Right.
That's the only.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So let me see if I can send it to you and Don. Yes, Howard, when he sent me the blurb, he said he would be out of town tomorrow, meaning today, and he, or that day before, and then our meeting tomorrow, meaning tonight. he might or might not be here.
I hope he's not overdoing it.
He seems to feel like he's feeling his oats. I'm going to call this a draft blurb.
That sounds good. And I'm sure we'll be able to get some speakers. Everybody loves talking about money.
Although the subject of it, justice, peace, and prosperity, doesn't mention money at all. Only the blurb.
Well, it's our interpretation of it.
Yeah, sure. I think Howard chose the title. I mean, you know, so it's up to us.
Yeah, ask Don Fitz tonight if we can change the title.
Okay.
Well, we could just add a phrase to it.
Add it.
You know, bringing money into it, you know, at the conclusion, dash, so-and-so.
What's money got to do with justice, peace, and prosperity?
Right. Good. Simple.
Or the money system?
No, money.
Okay.
I mean, everybody is fighting for it, is trying to hold on to it, is trying to survive. And people will say, yeah, that's true, obviously true. So what else do you have to say? Hopefully then they're ready to listen.
Well, I just sent it to Don in the group, so.
Okay.
Right.
I think it sounds good, and I'll see you over there.
Great.
Where do you see me?
At the Don Fitz, the Black and Green webinar.
On the September 3rd, you mean, or you mean tonight's planning meeting?
No, I was going to go tonight.
Okay, I hope you could. I'm having trouble finding the link to it. Reminder.
He sent out a new one July 22nd.
He sent out one today, but it's join Zoom meeting at, oh, okay, there it is. http://bit.ly/gaz/zoom.
That's it.
Okay.
All right, bye everybody.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, bye-bye.
But I'd be happy to work on this thing later.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind, Laura. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to take off, but I meet tomorrow with one of the tech people, I guess, on hosting some of the Zoom, you know, doing some of the back-end Zoom stuff for the A&M. So I'll plan on showing up. Now, so next week, is there going to be a meeting here or not? No.
As far as we know, there is.
Okay. Because the annual national meeting, I think, is a week from tomorrow, right? First, whatever. All right, well, I encourage people to play around with that Jitsi. There's about four public domain free servers, and then there's the main server. But the main server requires that one person be logged into Google, which I find kind of annoying. But that's probably the most reliable one. All right, I'll stop.
Do they have time limitations?
No, it's completely free and there's no time limitations. They're not as good as Zoom, but you know, it doesn't have the noise suppression, but you can do just about everything you need to do, and it's free.
What is the name?
I refer to it as Jitsi, J-I-T-S-I. You can download an app for your phone. Just do a Google search on Jitsi.
Thank you.
Play around with it. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Later. Bye.
So, guys, should we go to my Zoom and then get Kevin to come in?
I don't know.
Well, why don't we try it to get something done?
Well, why don't you call Kevin and find out if he's even coming?
Oh, okay.
You know, and he's still got that crazy graph in that thing.
I don't know what you mean by grass.
Graph.
Oh, yeah.
It's slide number 13 has that that was in there before, and it still doesn't make sense. We've spent an awful long time going over those things. What?
Are you good? Okay, so Howard's not here, so we can't use the Zoom because we can't share slides. So we're going to go to my Zoom. Yeah, I'll send an updated email. Okay, thanks. Bye. He'll come in a few minutes to my email, to my Zoom. So shall we go over there? Let me send another updated version just to be sure that you all can get in, okay?
I would like to have all of it done in that 30-minute period rather than going to another one, okay?
What 30-minute? Well, let's talk about it when Kevin gets in, okay?
All right.
Okay, thanks. Hi, good. How are you? Which Zoom are you using? Jorge? We're on my Zoom.
Yes.
Yeah, I start. I sent a fresh email, and I started it. Okay, bye. Sure. Mary's coming in. Eugene, where are you living now, in Florida?
Yes.
What's the weather like down there?
Hot. Hot.
Unusually hot, or?
No, but significantly hot.
So we have periodic heat waves here in New York. It really gets horrible.
Could you begin to put on the screen so when everybody comes, we can start right away?
Okay, I'll put my beginning slides on. Can you see them?
Yes.
Okay. I think we should wait for Kevin. He said he'd be here in a few minutes.
But what does he mean by a few minutes?
Well, I can call him back and find out. Let me call him back.
Well, you know, I don't know. We've been on here for 35 minutes and we haven't done anything.
Well, we did talk with Steve and helped him with his blurb.
Yeah.
Let me call Kevin.
Here I am.
Oh, great.
It took me a little while to find your email. But anyway.
So, people wanted to start on this, so I put my slides up. So I'll just run through them. Okay. What is monetary reform? This hasn't changed from last week. Giving the candidates the platform plank, where to go, and the website where to go. And the headline is the Green Party's Green New Deal can now be funded with this. And I'll probably read the quotes. What is the current medium of exchange and who creates it?
Sue, on the previous page, could you tell me again how the Green New Deal is paid for?
Through that, changing the money system to sovereign money.
I know, but where does this reform will empower your messages?
Say that again, Eugene.
Oh, okay, I see. All right, so it's Green New Deal can now be funded. Okay.
Yeah.
I just think that's kind of, those headlines are kind of small. In terms, you know, they don't stand out, even that's the most important statements on the page.
You want them bigger?
Yes, if possible.
Yeah. Okay, I'll work on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And also reading this from the platform plank, only with a public money system can the government direct our national wealth to the needs of the people through their local and state governments. Okay. What is the current medium of exchange for in our nation, and who creates it? And I'm just going to start by telling the audience this quote from Marshall McLuhan. Keep this in mind. Only the small secrets need to be protected. The big ones are kept secret by public incredulity. This is something is hard to believe. We're not taught it. You can't find it in our media. But today, our medium of exchange that we all depend on for sustenance, for life, is created by private commercial banks as bank credit. That's what we use as money, bank credit. And it's created by these banks. Every time the private bank makes a loan, the bank creates the deposit of principal in the borrower's account. And let me just think about that. Your check money in your checking accounts is bank credit. How did it get there? You might have earned it. But how was it created originally? Some bank somewhere in this country decided to give a loan to a borrower, signed the documents with the borrower, and just created that deposit in the borrower's account. It's hard to believe, incredulous, but that's our entire money system. That's what our nation and all of our lives depend on. Okay?
You know, you've been paraphrasing, but I don't get your paraphrasing from this page. That is, it's hard to believe. You know, that is so important because it's not common knowledge. And that's not here.
Steve Stack?
Go.
I don't know if this helps, but to that point, after the headline, what is the current medium of exchange, who creates it? I just thought about the phrase, here's a clue, it ain't money. There's no mention of, people think of, isn't it medium of exchange? It's money, right? But you're just kind of stepping over that. It's debt, debt, debt. And somehow you need to address that it's not what we expect it to be. I believe that answers, that's to Eugene's point.
Yeah, because I barely saw that. It didn't ring in my mind. It didn't answer, you know, the headline.
Well, I meant it to answer, what is the current medium of exchange? Debt.
Yeah, but who's ready for that? It's money, right?
Okay, but then who creates it is not really, it's a confusing step. I like most of your things, so I'm not trying to disrupt what you've done. But I'm just looking at it logically. And if you asked me to define the medium of exchange, I would have difficulty. That is, I would have difficulty answering that question. And for somebody brand new, I think it's hard.
Well, what if I said, what is the current medium of exchange? And underneath it said, bank credit. And who creates it? Private banks.
That would be a better logical direction in my mind.
Mary Stack?
Go ahead.
So what did you think, Eugene, about Steve's suggestion to say, before you talk about debt, to say, it ain't money, directly? would that be helpful, do you think, or are you happy with the solution Sue just provided?
No, I like it ain't money. I also like that.
You can move, then you can move the who creates it below the debt yellow line and just before that next paragraph. Who creates it? Today our medium of exchange is created by private commercial banks.
I just feel it's a little tricky to use the word money because it's going to confuse them.
Well, that's what people believe it is. You got to clarify that. Well, you mean it's not money? Are you telling me it's not money? Yes.
Well, it depends what their definition of money is. It's a means of exchange, a medium of exchange. It could be a definition for money. But then the nature of that is the debt. You know, I guess, yeah, it's tricky.
I tend to agree that it would be helpful to say it's not money. And it doesn't bother me that people might dig in their heels a little bit and think, oh, it has to be money. I'm understanding you to say so, because actually our whole point of our whole presentation is, you know, it's not money. So this is just the first time they're going to hear it in this longer presentation. And yes, it's going to shock them and make them think a little. I think it would be helpful to say that. That's just me.
And me.
Okay. So that's the answer to the first question. What is the current medium of exchange? It ain't money. Is that?
And then go on. And
spoiler
then go on.
Alert, it ain't money.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Steve?
Spoiler alert, it ain't money.
Okay. And then who creates it? We have to tell them what it is. It's bank credit. Right.
Well, I like the word debt better than bank credit. We don't expect people to have, I mean, bank credit could just throw them off. Oh, like, just this is way too deep for me. Debt is a word people understand. I like when I first saw your slides, I thought this was, to me, I thought it was quite clear. And I liked the whole ribbon of debt in yellow across the top. I thought it was very effective.
Laura Stack?
Go ahead.
What if you put, what is the current medium of exchange? It ain't money. And then the debt with the yellow ribbon. And then who creates it? And then today our medium of exchange is created. Over.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, I can try that. Okay, I'll work on that. Okay, next. What is the future medium of exchange and who creates it? After monetary reform, stable prices, the nation's money will be sovereign money created by Congress constitutionally. A stable money supply, no inflation or deflation, created as an asset and spent for the common good. It does not put citizens into debt, but pays off the federal debt as it becomes due. And then at the bottom, monetary sovereignty is established in the U.S. Constitution. It controls the issuance and supply of money, and it regulates its value. So this is all the money. Oh, so I can say, what is the future medium of exchange? Money, 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 right?
Oh, you could.
Yeah.
In the blue strip, money all the way across the blue strip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Should I say sovereign money all the way across?
No.
Just money.
No, I think sovereign money is necessary because it's not the same money as we have now.
Well, how about How about money, 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 sovereign money at the, as the last one, and maybe even in caps?
Okay.
That's a compromise.
Okay.
And that gives them a little surprise. Surprises can be good.
And then who creates it? Our Congress, constitutionally. And that'll make that list a little, yeah. Okay, I like that.
I'm wondering if the line created by Congress constitutionally couldn't be a little bigger, maybe joining the title line.
Can you say more, Steve?
Well, it gets kind of lost there in that group, created by Congress constitutionally. It gets lost in that group there. You ask above, who creates it? The nation's money, then you say, you don't answer that directly. You say the nation's money will be sovereign money. And then buried in this paragraph is created by Congress constitutionally. Rather, who creates it? It's created by Congress. The nation's money will be sovereign money. I would move those two sentences around, but I would still make them both large there in that little box.
So the first bullet point should be part of the introduction to that box.
That's just my humble opinion, and because you ask up there who creates it, that's your answer.
Okay. That makes sense.
And then you could put below it that the nation's money will be sovereign.
Right. Okay.
So there is an opportunity, I don't know if you want to, maybe, an opportunity to say that the nation's money, something that created by Congress, will be sovereign. It will belong to the nation. What does sovereign mean? It will be sovereign money belonging to the nation. I don't know if that, but it could. There's a possibility there to throw that in.
If or we the people helpful. Or something.
Yeah. More.
Well, just as opposed to belonging to the banks, belonging to the nation.
Yeah, Kevin Stack.
Yeah.
What is, I prefer the term public money over sovereign. But, so.
I'll tell you, it gets into trouble because you get mixed up with the public banking.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing, that could be good. I like that term better, too. It requires less explanation. However, towards the end of this presentation, we're busy talking about sovereign money. And so I really appreciated that Sue tries to introduce it at the beginning with some kind of a definition. The last several slides talk about it. Remember, Kevin?
Yeah. Now, I have, go ahead. I think Sue was ready to go to her next slide.
Okay. And that's the one this we decided last week, the number two, we changed that. So that's the only change to this from last week. The plank greening the dollar has three actions that must be taken together for a debt-free nation. Number one, Congress has sole power to create and issue money. All new money is debt-free and will be spent into circulation for public purpose. Number two, nationalize the Federal Reserve System into a bureau in the Treasury Department. And number three, banks are prohibited from creating deposits to fund loans. Banks will lend only already existing money. And that's it.
I have one comment that I wish your first slide was the monetary reform is the new big idea for the Green Party.
Okay. You could, Kevin, but then that is a contradiction. Maybe it's just a test to see if people are paying attention. But that is a contradiction with our slide about it having a strong history. It's not new.
It's new for us.
Well, I don't think it's a contradiction necessarily to say that, because what we're trying to say is that this is now, you know, a major idea that the Green Party should adopt, I guess. You know, it's new to the Green Party as a big idea, in other words.
Uh-huh, yeah. Gotcha.
Anyway,
I
kind of the point of this whole exercise, isn't it?
Yeah.
That we're introducing a new idea.
Yeah, the big idea for the Greens. Party. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So this slide should have a different title.
Well, I have that slide, you know, that's the leading slide in the one that I sent out. The version 3, V3, the other day, or yesterday. So you can just copy that and paste it into yours if you want.
Well, can you share it right now?
I can't share my screen right now, no. You'd have to give me...
I'll stop sharing, and you can share the slide you're...
Okay. All right, so are we ready to do that?
Yep.
Share.
Hi, Laura, glad to see you here.
Yes, and making great suggestions too.
Thank you. Yes, I'm a full member now.
Florida, who's supposed to be on the committee, that I just want to bring that up. I have no idea what to do about that.
About what now?
There's someone from Florida, I think, who's supposed to be on the committee, but has not been able to.
Yeah, Sue Hale.
Say again?
His name is Sue Hale.
Okay. All right, he hasn't been to a meeting or anything.
Well, it's because I've sent him the link to the meetings and invited him to come informally, but he wasn't formally included by the National, and they just now got around to it. Just now David Doonan got around to it. But Sue Hale's in the process of moving to another country, even though he plans to be still affiliated with the Green Party of Florida. So he's got a lot of personal things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, all right, Sue, so this is the slide. And it's actually slide 4 in my slide deck. So any thoughts?
Steve Stack?
Go ahead, Steve.
I think is the new big idea should be as bold as greening the dollar. I don't know, put greening the dollar in quotes or something to separate it, but is the new big idea as a headliner.
I would also capitalize the word big. I mean, put it all in caps.
Then you'd have to do it to new and idea too. Oh, there you go.
I just want to get that point across at the beginning. Without, you know, and then we're going into the introduction and the explanation and all that. Anyway, what's the thought on that?
I like it.
Sue, what do you say about it?
I like what you just did in the first of the three pieces, but I'm trying to build one piece on the other, and it's a little, I'm trying to keep track of the concepts. Greening the dollar, Green New Deal.
Big idea.
Yeah.
There's another big idea down there, too.
Yeah. I think we have to have a focus for the audience, the candidates.
Yeah, well, this is it right here.
This is the big idea.
Yeah, you used to be able to talk about the Green New Deal. Now you can talk about greening the dollar and the Green New Deal. The rest of the slideshow is explanatory.
Should the middle section say more directly, greening the dollar is how we pay for the Green New Deal?
Yeah, instead of implement.
Yeah.
Like that?
Right.
And in fact, we could make that a larger font too.
It should be the same font as the others.
Like that?
What do you think, Sue?
Well, somehow my eye should go from greening the dollar at the top to greening the dollar in the middle. So the concepts are connected. For the person, you know, they're going to be reading this, you know, as trying. That's what with slides, people, they're listening, but they're also reading.
Right. You know. Should that be identical then, greening the dollar in both of those first two sections? Should it be identical? Maybe the top one could be green and same font and size as the one in the middle?
Yeah. Yeah. So that it's.
They should be identical.
So it connects it.
Yeah. I get that.
Okay, so what was that?
Make them identical. Greening the dollar, greening the dollar.
So you want, now what color do you want them to be?
Green.
Yeah, but they should look identical. The second one is in italics and it's smaller. How's that, Sue? That's better. It's still smaller.
That's better.
Okay. Still need to make it one notch larger.
Are they the same color green?
Close enough to me. Of course, I can't see anymore.
Well, they're not the same. Wait a minute. Oh, you know what? Okay, you know what? This here is, I was in that Arial font, and I need to be in the Verdana font. This is Trebuchet. God almighty.
Don't want to get in front of a Trebuchet.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so this one here.
And go smaller a little.
Should I make this bigger?
Yeah,
make it the same size.
No, now that's what Sue wanted. They should look alike.
And then in the middle, greeting the dollar, make the italics regular and put it as bold, bolded words, so that they can see the concepts together.
You mean the same weight or this one bolder?
What, Steve?
Did you meant for this middle line to be bolder?
No. See, the first line is bold in black, and the second line could be bold in black too. So it, because you're talking about the same thing, meaning the dollar.
Same formatting.
You mean the same size font?
No.
Like that.
Yeah, so it brings it connect the ideas together.
Okay.
That's better than it was. I agree with that.
And what's our message about the Green New Deal in the bottom third?
The big idea of the Green Party, it was an idea whose time had come. That's what we think now, that monetary reform is an idea whose time has come.
Or the Green New Deal. It seems like the Green New Deal is an idea whose time has come. No?
Well, he's saying that for both. So on the top one, see, he says the same thing about greening the dollar. That's the parallel he was drawing. time has come for both concepts.
Oh, for both. Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Yeah. So it is an idea whose time has come. But this says it was an idea whose time had come.
Yeah, I think "is" is better. Even if it was.
Well, I want to say it was and is.
How about just skip the verb and the subject, just put "an idea whose time has come." Both of them parallel, similar looking.
Yeah.
"An idea whose time has come," skip that, "it was his business."
Hey.
Yeah, that's good.
Less is more.
And make the "a," I think, capital. Yeah. Oh, good. That connects them together.
All right. Okay, so anyway, Sue, can you duplicate that, or do I need to send you a copy of this slide?
Send me a copy.
All right. Well, let's see here. I don't know if I can.
Kevin?
Mm.
Before you send it, will you make the size the same on "an idea whose time has come" in both of those different lines?
Yeah. Oh, it's just a different font. That's the problem. These fonts.
I tell ya. I picked a favorite and I stick with it.
Well, I'm doing Verdana here because all of the websites get it. It's easy to read on the screen.
That's nice.
And,
that looks nice.
It's a very common.
Would it help if you underlined "an idea whose time has come" in both places?
Well, let's see if it helps. It puts some framing in the image.
I think that works.
Structure, yeah, I think it is helpful.
Okay.
Add a little structure there. Are they identical now?
They're the same size, they're the same font.
Okay.
That's Arial. That's Verdana, so yeah, God. This needs to change to Verdana. There. Okay, now, there. I think that actually accomplishes what we're talking about, because...
Yeah.
All right, they do look the same.
They do.
Okay, so my thought here, Sue, is that you just make this blurb. You know, you just say this, and then you go into your presentation. It doesn't have to be continuity.
No, but I'm going to have this as a slide to show the audience, no?
What?
Sure.
Yeah. And just say it.
Why not?
Okay.
Right, and then you go into your candidate thing and all that.
Okay.
All right, let me figure out how to save it, and then we can stop sharing the screen here, unless you want to look at the rest of the slides of version 3.
Oh, we do.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Look at your slides, Kevin, right?
Yeah, do you want to look at these?
Are there still some we had questions on? Some of them.
I'm going to go to this graph that's caused so many controversies.
Hey,
I've changed
look at
it
that.
Up.
Oh, Kevin.
You know, there's no way. What the problem with this graph is that you have two contradictory mathematical measurements going on, okay? You have 50% of Americans, which would be half the pie if you were counting, you know, the pie of the Americans and their wealth, all right? But then you have, you know, 2.5% of the wealth. So the pie is the wealth. And that's the trick that has to be gotten across here. Because you've got two things going on here which make it seem like, you know, it's very... And yes, it's confusing, but I will just have to explain that.
The spinning Jenny allowed spinners to
the pie is the wealth. You're right. That's the confusion. It's too tempting to think the pie is the people. And then and then you're off on a tangent, lost, 100% lost.
So should I put up here a pie diagram of wealth?
No, just say it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then let's see. The rest of the slides are the same, except I did add this one here. Again, emphasizing the connection between greening the dollar and the Green New Deal. And this stuff was taken from the GP website on greening the dollar. They have a little blurb there that's, you know, a lot of aspirational concepts, but no practical methodology. And then let's see, the rest of it everybody has seen, and it is on the thing. So are there any questions about it that people might have looked at it? And also, I was going to just have this slide and this slide here, just to kind of emphasize that this has been done before, and it always fails because the banking cartel, the public doesn't understand it, it's not explained to the public, and the financiers are able to corrupt the political leaders and get their money control.
Can you read it aloud, though? I heard what you said, but I can't see the thing under Ben Franklin. I mean,
okay, yeah. Well, this is Mary's idea to have this. Okay, in the colonies, we issue our own money. We issue it in proper proportion to the demands of trade and industry to make the products pass easily from the producers to the consumers. And we have no interest to pay.
Okay, great quote.
Yeah.
Well, I get the sense of having both slides for emphasis, Kevin. But why don't you have the picture first? And then the other one can be like, you know, driving it home.
All right, I changed the order.
Now, and then show us so that we all have there. Show us that so everybody gets what that is all about.
So there you have lessons from U.S. history.
Yeah.
And then the next one, lessons from U.S. history. And.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
What does everybody think? That look good?
Go back one. Back. Could you make September 2011 a little bit bigger?
I can't. No, these are just images.
Okay.
Yeah. No. You can say that, though. You can say 2011.
Right. Introduced it. Right. Okay.
And you're going to tell us who the people are in the pictures?
Dennis Kucinich and his wife, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Elizabeth. She was the brains behind this. She got him into it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I know who they are, but I'm just was asking if you're going to tell the viewers.
Right. This is Irving Fisher, here on the Chicago Plan. This is Ben Franklin. This is Abraham Lincoln, and I don't know who that guy is.
Oh, well, you need to know. I think it might be Spalding, but between now and then, we have to find out for you, because it's a person who got Lincoln to understand it and do it.
Is that Henry Carey, maybe?
It could have been Henry Carey,
I think it is Spalding, the banker from Buffalo.
Yeah, Eugene, would you be so kind as to verify that?
Well, wait, can you move the screen? Because I'm not seeing. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yes.
Let me see if I can.
I don't know if I have a picture of Spalding. I have the. Yes, I will. I will take it.
I'll try while we're talking.
I'll look at Sarlinga's book. One moment.
Kevin. I've been able, if I want to overlay, like if you want to make that day bigger, you create.
I could create a little text box and put it right over it.
Yeah, and put it, you know, put everything, put it on the front, and it covers up the old date there.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm not going to do that right now, but. I'm not sure it's that important.
I'm not sure that is E.G. Spalding. I mean, that could be Salmon Chase.
It could be. I'll try to look it up while we're in meeting, and I'll let you know if I find out.
Right.
Right. These are two pictures that are blended together, photoshopped.
And if it is Salmon Chase, he is the enemy of
Hey, Kevin, it's Sue. Can you send out a Zoom so we could finish? Terrific. Thank you. Okay. computer says that it's waiting for the host to start the meeting. Oh. The screen that has the time on it in black, you know, the introductory, underneath the black, does it say start? That's odd. Oh, good. Oh, okay. Okay, great. Thanks. Okay, that's okay. Bye.
First of all, I decided that I better start a Zoom meeting because it didn't seem anybody else was going to do that. Then I didn't know how to start it because there was an ad to sign up the professional account that covered up the little start button. Then I figured out how to do that. So let's see here.
Kevin.
Sorry about that.
That gives me plenty of time to look up that photo, and I think I found it. Henry Carey, 1867, American political economist.
Yay, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, he was an advanced thinker. I read up about him some, and
yeah, I think his father had worked with Franklin.
Okay, so we lost Eugene.
I'm calling him. Eugene, hi, it's Sue.
And Rita did not come to the meeting tonight, right?
Oh, okay. So you
she was here for a little while, but she got
okay.
Impatient.
You're welcome. Eugene can't be on the rest of the call.
He can't what?
Be on the rest of the call.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, do we want to look at my slides that I had, or?
Sure.
All right. Yeah.
Especially ones that you changed or that we had questioned.
Yeah. Okay. So we have that one, and I'll just have to deal with that. And this name is Carey.
Henry Carey, C-A-R-E-Y.
Henry Carey, huh?
If anybody asks.
Yeah.
Yes, in the actual portrait, he's leaning on like a mantle thing with a book.
Yeah.
His father had worked with Franklin, and he really understood everything. There were a couple other people who influenced Lincoln to do that, but he was certainly an important one.
Right.
His father worked with Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah.
Interesting.
To me, the most important part of this slide is monetary reform is not, because, you know, every time you turn on the TV, oh, somebody's got a great new idea. All you got to do is that, blah, blah, blah. And they're very convincing talking about their freaking new ideas. And I think an important point is this is not just somebody's new idea.
Right.
That's to me an important point.
It's been proven historically.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, this is not just some smart ass young guy coming up with hoo-ah.
Right.
Yeah, because we were kind of seen as, you know, we were kind of seen as all those people off in the corner there.
Well, because we get no media exposure, we're unknown.
Yeah, so
even with our own party.
Right, so we're vulnerable to that mistaken idea.
Okay, so then we have the lessons from U.S. history, which would just give me a chance to talk about the people that were in that slide. Okay. And then the next one, monetary reform can appeal to different groups. And then we go into our pictures where we're talking about that. Now, I was hoping to get like a talking point, a list of talking points to kind of end on, you know, candidates can say this or whatever. But one of the most important things that candidates should say is end the Fed, replace it with the NEED Act.
Where does it say that here?
Yeah, good question.
Besides my cartoon.
Yeah, which, how do I get your cartoon in here?
I'd like to
put your cartoon right here, right before the conclusion.
Well, you have it. I don't know how to get it in there, but you have it.
All right, it's attached to the email.
Well, it's right in the email. I guess it's attached. Yeah, it's opened up in the email.
Okay. All right, well, I hopefully can find that.
Oh, you're trying to find it right now, you mean?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, boy. Let me see. When did I send it?
Oh, here it is, 7/21. Okay. And the Fed cartoon. All right. Save image as.
Of course, there are three of them there. I don't know which one, how you distinguish one from the other. I guess they're three different attachments. I don't know. I think they're all one.
All right. Let me see how it shows up. Where's the girl? Okay. Nope, I only got one. The one with the blank screen. Okay, I'll copy the rest of them and I'll put one in there, okay?
Sure, whatever. Whatever works.
All right, let's get back here to the, no. Did my Zoom go away?
No, no, I'm looking at it.
Check down in the bottom in your tray. It might have just minimized.
Yeah. Oh, did I thought I was sharing the screen. Anyway,
you
I'm gonna
are.
Stop. Oh, okay, wait a minute. I've got the list of people. I think I have these other windows in front. That's the problem.
Are you on the meeting tab or the share screen tab?
I got everything in front of the Zoom screen. Okay, I'm good now. I see it. Okay. All right, well, end the Fed, yeah, so we'll put that cartoon in there, end the Fed, and that'll be how we say end the Fed, okay? And then up here, I do say, where is it? Not who they can appeal to, but up here, going into this, yeah. We must replace the Federal Reserve System with a public money system. And I will try to stress that public money and sovereign money are the same idea, that it's, you know, just like public parks or something.
Yeah.
You could sovereign call them parks. Sovereign parks if you wanted to, but why do that, you know?
As long as they don't think of Ellen Brown. They might come up, they might ask about her.
Well, sure. And, you know, it's kind of a stopgap situation, but, you know, it is still based on credit, still based on debt. And I'm going to stop sharing. And so inevitably, just like the Bank of South Dakota, it inevitably gravitates to the borrowers that can make the big deals, that can pay that can make the loan payments, and it excludes the public. I mean, that's just what they do. It's, you know, I like this saying from I attribute it to Warren Buffett's partner. I can't think of his name right now, but he says, show me the incentives and I'll show you the results. So, you know, and that's a very important thing with the banking cartel, because the incentives are for them to make more loans, increase debt, and then everyone else's incentive is to make those payments so that they don't get cut off, you know. And people are desperate for money, because even though we have this, you know, trillions of dollars, there's not enough money, which is, if you just sit back and think about it, you're practically drowning in money, but there's not enough.
Right.
It totally does not make sense.
But the incentive, I don't think we want to ignore the huge incentive of the banks. It isn't just to get borrowers who can pay. It's to get borrowers who in other ways also enhance their monopolizing trend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lend to the guys whose boards of directors they serve on, and they lend to the military manufacturers. I mean, the mortgage world is one thing. Yes, you have to have your collateral and your good records. But in the bigger world of finance, it's a lot more about who can help me build my empire.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So I always think the bankers are the ones who decide who gets the money.
Yes.
Right. They don't necessarily go in there and try to manage everything, but they know what you're going to do, and they decide whether they're going to give you any money. That's kind of, you know, so they don't need to touch anything.
So, Kevin,
give the money to the weapons manufacturers.
Right.
Yes.
So, Kevin, then after Sue's introductory slides, you're going to do the rest of the presentation.
That's the way I understand it.
Okay, good.
I like that little spiel you guys just did there, Kevin.
Well, you know, the trick with this in this presentation, as far as I believe right now, is keeping it focused for the audience. There is so much you can say, and you can go off.
Yep.
On tangents, you can bring. And the temptation is to bring in all these things, and people just cannot absorb it. So I'm trying to just stick with, you know, here's our deal. It's a big idea. It would be public money where you have Congress controls the money, which means you can appeal to Congress. You can run for Congress. There's some democracy here. And because it's not oriented towards collecting interest and loans, it can be judiciously spent on saving the environment, infrastructure, education, health care, without increasing debt, without increasing the federal debt. So money that's not increasing the federal debt comes into the economy, and it gradually decreases, that people are able to pay down their debts.
Another thing that's big in people's minds is, you know, if people in the dark of night, in the middle of their dreams, really ask, okay, who do I really trust, the government or the bank, or my bank? You know, we have been propagandized for three generations to trust your bank. And a lot of people will respond to a conversation like this with, well, you trust Congress with that power? And so I think another important point to have ready in a very succinct form is, well, if Congress is creating the money, they are no longer so dependent or vulnerable to others to finance their campaigns. They can actually represent their constituents and do their job when this occur, when this thing is working.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point to bring up. What I would say on that is, number one, Congress will always be as lousy and terrible as it can possibly get away with. It's just the nature of consensus. There, it's going to find the bottom, and that's where it's going to stay. You know, so the public has to have higher expectations to bring Congress up. And this is simply done by electing new members and, to, you know, overturning the I mean, you can have campaigns and advocacy and things like that. But the second thing is, with the NEED Act monetary system, the political issue is now inflation versus deflation. The inflationists will be saying, we can give the workers more money, or we can give business more money. That's really the inflationists, is the ones that we can give business more money, we can go back and get some more debt, we can reduce taxes and just have the government issue more money, things like that. And the deflationists are saying, no, we have to be responsible, we have to raise taxes, spend our money on judicious things like that. So that's the debate. And the confines of the debate, you know, for the practical result for the public will be that Congress is going to probably not issue quite enough money, because that they never have. Even in the greenback era, they did not issue enough greenbacks. The only time they issued too much was in the colonial, but then we don't know whether that was actual issuance or if it was counterfeit, because the money was easy to counterfeit. So we don't really know what happened to that money in terms of, I don't have any historical information on that. But typically Congress issues not enough money. So we're going to have kind of this general deflationary trend. But a long period of time of not enough money is beneficial to working people, because what happens is their wages tend to not go down as much as prices. Whereas in inflation, prices go up more than wages. In deflation, prices go down more than wages. So relatively speaking, the working class ends up being more prosperous and more economically secure. But it is harder to find a job.
But doesn't deflation cause unemployment?
No. We know this from our stuff. Unemployment is caused by lack of economic and social organization.
Not by lack of money?
Sue, we have so much money right now. Why do we have unemployment when we have trillions and trillions of dollars? I was doing some analysis of the money supply, and according to the M2 money supply, for each American, there's like $265,000.
Yeah, but how's it distributed to the
people? Well, there you have, that's the organization part. But when the banking cartel and big corporations are not, and oligarchs are not controlling the money system, then the distribution will be different. It'll be more equitable. Plus, you know, people are unemployed because, you know, they live in some part of town that's kind of run down and all that. Well, the government can say, okay, we'll give you a job fixing up your neighborhood. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be done, and they're economically sound things to do. They increase well-being. They increase economic potential. I mean, you know, what is money for? Is it
is it the master or the servant? I mean, those are the questions that yes, did someone want to say something?
I just said that's great.
So the need act is just going to be it's a change of mentality. We in the Green Party are cognizant of this, but many people aren't, that how the economy and society in the United States is almost entirely structured to maximize banking cartel and Wall Street corporate profits. If it's not profitable for the banking cartel or Wall Street, it's not done. You have different choices. Which one is more profitable for them? That's the choice that you're going to get.
You don't think that's widely understood?
I think it's kind of one of those ideas that's out there, but not crystallized, you know, not brought into focus.
It's an idea whose time has come.
Well, there you go, monetary reform. Well, another reason why its time has come is because with the empire being pushed back, you know, they're losing to Russia and Ukraine. The Israel lost to Iran in their conflict, and the United States is losing to China. So the empire is being contracted. And then you have a renewable energy, which is pulling the rug out very slowly, but pulling the rug out from under fossil fuels. So the whole thing is kind of teetering a little bit. I watched Petraeus and somebody else, you know, real establishment figures, and the way that they're doing happy talk, it just tells you, you know, hey, they're worried, you know, but they're just like, oh yeah, everything's great. Oh yeah, this is fine. I expect, you know, great things to be happening and all that. But you know that they're just saying that to maintain confidence or something. They're afraid if they spoke the truth that they could cause a stampede out the door or something. So with that going on, the Federal Reserve being in this predicament here, now is the time to attack. Now is the time to replace the Federal Reserve before it completely fails. Although probably what would happen is it will completely fail. There'll be an enormous financial crisis, and then the NEED Act would have a chance of getting passed out of desperation. But anyway, over.
We didn't have this on record, did we?
No.
I have a recording on my digital recorder. I can send a link around.
Did you record the whole meeting?
Yeah, I always do.
Super.
The minutes.
The last half hour has been excellent. We had a transcript of it.
Okay. All right, are there more comments about the slideshow? New business to bring up?
I think it's good. You're going to do great.
Okay, I am, right. I'm going to, ask for a motion to adjourn, okay? I'm tired. So.
Thank you, Kevin. That was pretty good.
And Sue, I'm going to have to send you that slide, okay? I'll try to send you a copy of that slide right now.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right. So
many thanks to everybody.
Right. And you guys have a wonderful evening and weekend and everything.
Thank you, Kevin.
It looks to me, Laura, like you are out there in the sunny Caribbean. No hurricanes anywhere in sight.
It's very relaxing here.
Yeah.
So cool you joined the committee.
All right. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, is Florida going to have three people?
She's from the Women's Caucus.
Oh!
Well, this is really great. If we can get, I mean, we just need to get this out. You know, the reason that we have so much trouble getting people to do this is because they just have never thought about it. It's never in the media. It's never any issue. The only thing is, I need more money, you know. And let's pay attention to the stock market. When they talk about money in business, they're talking about the stock market and stuff like that. The Fed said this and all that. And it's gobbledygook over people's heads and just intimidates them from even thinking about it.
Right. It's totally focused on how to get more. Okay, so, but Laura, then, are you going to be trying to think in your head ways that the Women's Caucus could, what are some contact points where the Women's Caucus can get interested in this and how we might be able to begin to interact with y'all?
I'm not actually in the Women's Caucus, but I can go join them if you want me to.
I thought you were appointed by
them. Wait a minute, you represent them without being in them?
No, I'm a representative from the Lavender Caucus.
Ah, my mistake.
Oh, the Lavender Caucus. Oh, okay. So, very good. Margaret.
Are they like interested in this at all, or are they just somewhere else mentally completely?
Nobody talks about it in any group I've ever been in except this one.
Okay. So, you know, I don't want people to change their focus. I just want them to include the idea in the Fed pass the NEED Act.
Well, what got you interested?
Their whole spiel, but put in there, in the Fed pass the NEED Act. It's just one of my points, random point that just comes in there. But if they would just say that, it could like expand consciousness, you know?
So, Laura, what got you interested if you don't only have us as a contact on this?
Well, I have always grown up knowing that money is the root of all evil. That, you know, you hear that over and over and over. And then Steve being on the BMRC saying, hey, everybody, come check it out. I came to check it out.
So through Steve mostly, and more than through Margaret Elizabeth, for example.
Oh, yeah. No, I never heard of it through Margaret Elizabeth at all.
Oh, Steve, good work.
You're welcome. But we're both, you know, officials in the Green Party of Florida, so we cross paths a lot.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Very cool. Well, welcome, Lavender.
Yay.
Yeah. And thanks to everyone for working on this slideshow for Kevin and Sue to be our stars.
Absolutely.
Have we heard that Howard's recovery is continuing apace?
He seems to, from what my conversations with him about Don's webinar, he seems game.
Cool.
I finally had a message back from that person that I messaged on Facebook. I can try and pull it up really quickly. That's the wrong button. It was from, what is her name? Katie Culver.
Oh, that's Howard.
Okay, I'm just seeing this today, 3 weeks later. We went for Howard's three-week checkup, and the doc said he's doing great. Thank you for all your and the group's well wishes through all of this. It paid off.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
And that was from Monday.
Where did you find that?
I sent a direct message to her on Facebook, and then she messaged back.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty. I will say goodnight. Y'all saying goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight. Goodnight, John Boy.
For your help.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Doing that.